Well, great morning, Royal Court. This is our installment of Fail Safe Friday. And on the phone with me today, I have Cynthia. Now, Cynthia is from the Get Your Sexy Back group that's from Matthew and Orna with Love on Purpose. And I'm so excited that she's on the phone today. I don't normally have someone who is in the middle of protocol, their very first protocol, to be on a Fail Safe Friday, but I wanted to kind of capture her 100%-ness. Is that a word? I don't know, but you know, we've been talking a lot about 100%, 99%, 100%, and Cynthia is a 100% person. And I think when you sort of hear her story and some of the things that she has been up against, which is not uncommon, there's so many things. When I talk to people, everybody has some kind of struggle, some kind of something, but it's been really interesting with Cynthia because I'm telling you, it's like all of hers came at one time. It's just been kind of crazy. And when Cynthia sort of signed on to this program, she really did her homework because she is a 100% person. And I said this to her before. I said, I don't know that you know, but you kind of put me through through a lot, and a lot in a good way, because she asked questions. I mean, she was so vested in this program and wanted this so much to work for herself that she just, I actually thought she had talked herself out of it. So there's so many people out there that are going to identify with some of the questions that she had. But again, the journey that she's been on through this protocol at 100% with so many obstacles coming up, and I'm going to actually let Cynthia kind of go through that with you. And if you're noticing that I'm not using her last name, it's only because I can't pronounce it until she says it, and then it seems really simple. And then when you see it in writing, you're going, oh my gosh. So I will let her tell what her last name is. Cynthia, are you on the phone with me?
I am indeed.
Awesome. Okay, would you like to pronounce your last name for the group?
Sure, it's Tremalia. The G is silent.
Uh-huh. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. Well, you know, Cynthia, when she came, like I said, I mean, you know, she signed up for the program, and then every single day I would get a paragraph or five asking me questions, and I loved it because it helps to kind of strengthen, you know, so many people are just referrals and they go, okay, yeah, great. I saw it for somebody else, and that's great. I'm going to sign right up. But boy, she had the questions, and I'm going to let her just kind of, you know, kind of start where her journey began, and she started this program in March. She is on about day 25. And do you mind if I say how much you've released, Cynthia?
No, please go for
it. Okay. She's right at 18 pounds, 17.4 to be exact. Today is day 25. And you know what, Cynthia, I'm going to say this. I want to start here instead of what I just told you to start with. We're going to start here. It was funny because I had received a Facebook post from her, because today's Saturday and I don't normally call you on a Saturday. And she was saying that her weight was exactly the same as it was yesterday. And I did my standard, yay, that's awesome, because that means the inches caught up with the pants. And so I am going to let Cynthia like explain what happened. And what's so funny, because I know that people roll their eyes every time I say it, that they go, yeah, she just says that to make me feel better. But the truth is the truth. The inches do have to catch up with the pounds. So you can start with that revelation this morning, Cynthia.
Yeah, it was really kind of neat because I have been checking every now and again to see if there's any inches changes. And there hasn't been a whole lot. It's been like maybe an inch, but I've noticed that my clothes are fitting differently. Definitely some of my clothes are much looser, but the inches weren't showing up. So when you made that comment to me this morning, I kind of, after I got, you know, done sending you the message, I thought, gee, you know, I should take a second and check just for the sake of checking. And so I grabbed my measuring tape and I held it up and I checked my waist and I checked my chest, and both of them looked to be down around 2 inches.
Unbelievable.
I had to go back and measure and, you know, message you, because I was like, whoa, that's fantastic. So yeah.
Okay, so for the ones that are out there, see, I really am telling you the truth. I know y'all only believe about 50% of what I say because I have that salesperson-y kind of thing that goes on, but I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. Okay, well, Cynthia, I want to dive into when you first started this program in March. So it was really close to February, and even before you started this program, you actually signed up in February, got started in March, but some things had started happening even in January. That, again, if you want to talk about it, great. Anything that you want to share, because I always know there are people listening they're going to identify with this. And so, you know, anywhere you want to start sort of in your journey of joining this program, we would love to hear it.
Well, I think, you know, and as I've been reading the 100% dialogue over the last couple of days in the Royal Court, I totally identified with how we often, when we're trying to lose weight, tell ourselves we're doing 100% of what we're attempting to do and that we've tried everything, quote unquote. You know, and of course, I was making those kinds of noises myself over the past year or so, and frustrated that I wasn't being able to find the right thing. And really, I don't eat that much every day. I just don't understand. And, you know, all the things that we tell ourselves. But, you know, it's just been a real revelation for me what really, truly cleaning up my diet was going to look like. And I'm so excited about it. But to go back, over November, December, I have two senior parents. I'm 59 years old, and I have two senior parents who, my mom was 78, my dad is 85. And so over the last 2 years, there's been a lot we've done to support them. We moved them out of the home I grew up in, moved into assisted living. And it's, you know, for any of us in this age group where we're taking care of our parents, it requires a lot of love and care and attention to make sure that their needs are met. Over November and December, my mom ended up hospitalized with pneumonia, and it just really pulled at my heart in a way that I couldn't have even anticipated. Mm. And so I spent a tremendous amount of time with her during December. We got her back to the assisted living after rehab and right before Christmas, the day before Christmas. And then not even 2 weeks later, she was back in the hospital with pneumonia again. And this time, she wasn't responsive when we just didn't seem to be able to get her oxygen stabilized. And you could just see in our conversations with the doctors that, you know, this was probably not going to be able to be a situation where we could help her recover this time. So going through all of that in December and January, as much as that also was tremendously painful and difficult, it also was a time when I took a whole different look at, you know, where was I headed over the next two or three decades? Where are any of us headed? And if we don't take the best possible care of ourselves, mm-hmm. and if we don't make sure we're in the best, healthiest place, then I was watching the doctors and the limits that there are to our medical profession. There are limits to what they can do. You know, so I just know that I want to have a fantastic retirement. I want to have a really healthy going forward. I'm still looking for a life partner. So all those things are so, you know, important, but they're not going to happen in a great way. Certainly the way I've been feeling physically with all the weight, extra weight I was carrying around for the past couple of years. So, you know, I've really been thinking, you know, I need to find somebody to do hypnosis with me maybe. I had run that by my doctor. He was like, go for it. You know, and I just really didn't know what the answer was going to be, and I just love how things serendipitously show up on your path, because shortly after that, I got the email from Matt Norna saying, you know, we've got this new thing going on, and, you know, and then I started talking to you. So it's been a very amazing thing, and I did have a lot of questions because I am very health-oriented and, you know, very much wanting to do both, you know, homeopathic things as well as organic. I was, you know, I'm very into nutrition. So I had a lot of questions about all this, and I loved, you know, God bless you, Lisa, for putting up with all my questions. But I was so pleased with everything you answered with, because it all fit with the way I look at what we should be doing to take care of ourselves. And GMOs and pesticides and all those things being so important to get out of our diet and our food.
Yeah.
So I am thrilled. I can't begin to say how much better my body feels right now than it has felt in I don't know how long.
Well, I think it is just absolutely amazing. And, you know, that was just one thing that she had to overcome. And, you know, a lot of her questions were questions that actually I had seen before, but maybe not quite, even in the way that she would phrase them. You know, Cynthia is a teacher, and we know this from the royal court. For the people who are part of the royal court that are listening to this, you know, she works with young children, and I work with a lot of nurses, and I do work with some teachers. And I'm telling you guys, for the ones, because many of my clients are entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur, and I can take, you know, I can drink my water all day long, and I can get up and go to the bathroom anytime I want to. But when I'm working with teachers or a nurse, especially a nurse that works in the NICU and places like that, they cannot just leave. They cannot do it. And you think, that's not a big deal. It's a huge deal, because Cynthia literally had to, like, you know, measure out her water. I can get exactly this many ounces in. I can make it to school, and then I can go to the bathroom, and then I can take a break. And then, I mean, it was unreal. And this is a person that was not drinking a gallon of water a day, and it wasn't even like, you know, so to me, for her to ask the questions that she was asking, I was, it was crazy at first, but then I thought, oh my gosh, that is unbelievable that she really has to, like, think through every bit of this. But you know what? It did not detour her at all. She stayed 100%. She got it in. Whatever she had to do, she did it. And that is the thing I just absolutely appreciate so much about you, Cynthia. Because you know what? There were a lot of challenges and a lot of, you know, obstacles that you had to overcome, but it was never in the sense of, I just have no idea how I'm going to do it. I don't think I can do it. It was always, you know, it is a challenge, but I'm going to do it. And so here's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to figure it out. So, you know, that was just absolutely, absolutely huge. You know, the other life changed for her, and this just happened about 5 minutes ago, Cynthia, before we started this this call. So here's another thing. You know, let's throw on the fact that you've lost a parent, and now why don't we just try to sell our house? That'll be awesome. But even better than that, why don't we buy a house? So right, we actually
I'm basically nuts.
Yeah. Well, girl, that's established. If you're part of the royal court, you're just a little bit nutty anyway. Just nutty enough to do the program, thank God. And I call that a genius. But whatever. But the deal is, literally 5 minutes ago, she got the final something on the house she's going to purchase. So I'm telling you, the girl has been through it. I mean, literally, she gets up in the morning, has a whole plan for taking her 8CG, drinking her water, getting in her car, driving to school, doing her deal, leaving school. And it's never, you know, we got out of school at 3 o'clock, but that's not the teachers. They don't leave at 3 o'clock. Comes home, you know, getting a house prepared to sell, and then trying to buy a house. So that's just a few little tiny things she's been working on. So.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. Yeah.
It has been a little crazy. And this is really why I wanted to catch her, because it's, you know, gosh, if I'd have even caught her tomorrow, we wouldn't even be in the middle of the fact that she just got the finalization on selling her house. And that's kind of a neat thing. But the reality is, we all go through these things, not maybe like Cynthia does, where it's all happening at one time. However, you're going to hear a common thread in here, because there's going to be some other people that I'm going to be interviewing that are part of this group. And I don't know what is up with you girls, but like four of you are selling your house all at the same time when you're trying to do protocol. And I mean, making life changes and just crazy, crazy stuff. And I absolutely love it, because I always say, you know what? You may not know this, but I've done this long enough to know that every person, this is a divine appointment whenever you get to the royal court, because this is the last stop to get polished up before you're catapulted into what you're truly meant to do or be or whatever the situation is. So this doesn't sound, you know, foreign to me, but boy, going through it, it would have to be kind of a challenge. And I just so appreciate your attitude and how excited you've stayed. And again, at 100%. And you know, she's on day 25. Did I say 28? I meant day 25 if I said anything other than that. Okay, good. So she's on day 25 and she is like, oh no, I'm going to 40. I'm like, okay. Not 21. She's going to 40. So, you know, that's just another thing. That's a tough thing to do, but she's doing it. And I'm just, you know, Cynthia, again, I'm so glad that we grabbed this interview while you're going through all of these things. And so for anyone that's out there that had the questions that you had, another question she had a doctor that she really absolutely respects and just didn't know if he was going to get on board with this or not. And honestly, until the day Cynthia started, I didn't know 100% if she was really even going to do this program. Because, I mean, if you could have seen the questions, I mean, they were amazing questions, but it really, I just couldn't tell. And I'm usually pretty good at this, and I just couldn't. And finally, it was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So kind of what was...
I was absolutely committed. It was just that, you know, I'm not used to being in the position where I know I'm taking a step off the path that most people would normally think was okay. And my sense is that if I had probably run this by my physician, he probably would have said, "I would really prefer you not do that."
Right. Okay. So let's stop. Let's stop right. Let's stop right there.
I had to make my own decision.
Okay. So let's stop right there. And so, yeah. What was that, Cynthia? And I'm really interested to know the answer, because this has happened quite a few times where people thought that they wanted to speak. And I'm always about, please run this past your physician. But understand that, you know, if they don't know much about it, what would you expect them to say? So what was that thing? And I'm very interested in the answer to this, because I know there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be listening to this with bated breath, because maybe they're right there. They're like, I want to do this, but it so goes against, I don't want to have to explain it. So what was that moment when you said, I'm just going to do this? Why? How'd you make that decision?
I think partially, I can remember you and I going back and forth, and you were starting to feel like, I could feel, you were feeling, she's not going to do this, she's not ready, it's not the right thing. I think you just didn't even know how to answer my questions at one point when it came to my physician in particular. And so but then you finally said to me, but what is he going to say when all of your blood test results look like fantastic? And you know, everything looks wonderful. And I thought, you know what, really that's the bottom line. Because you and I had talked about how I had had, you know, my annual physical blood test back in December, so I had that baseline just, you know, a little while before I was starting protocol. And I was scheduled to have another one in July. So, you know, we have been monitoring my thyroid, because that was a little strange, you know, over the last couple of months. So we talked about iodine and all those things. And I just thought, you know what, like, the bottom line is going to be, for me, it was about also just knowing for myself that whatever stepping into was safe. And I knew, talking to you, that you've been doing this for quite a while, and that you hadn't had any casualties once and that there were, you know, people were feeling good on this protocol. And so it was partially trusting my intuition. It was just really having to just say, okay, am I doing this? And, you know, and am I trusting? Also, I think just talking to you, you communicate so well your knowledge of this entire process that my confidence was there and who I was going to be working with. So, and that was huge to me. Huge to me was knowing I couldn't probably do this on my own. I needed a coach. I needed someone to talk to every day. And that was huge for me. And also because I have such regard for Matt and Orna, and that they had survived this process and clearly had done well, you know, and that you had so many people doing well with it. And, you know, so I thought, you know, this is going to be okay. And I just gave it over and trusted that this was what it was meant to be doing, and it was going to help me. And I haven't regretted a single second, because as hard as it is every day, face my limited menu of choices right now, and as much as I'm looking forward to maintenance and broadening that a little bit, it's so important to me to know that I'm flushing out toxins, that I'm flushing out all the garbage, and that that's happening in a different way than it could have done with any other diet.
Right. And then it just speeds up the whole process. And I want to go back and say one thing about the doctor, because one of the things that I did say to Cynthia is that, you know, if her doctor ever wanted to call me, ask me any questions, listen, I am an open book. I really am. And so, you know, my only ever hesitation, you know, I talk to many doctors, and many doctors send people to me, but here's always been the track. The track has always been one of their clients that was a patient before and was a client now of mine. And, you know, the doctor really said to them, what in the heck are you doing? Because your weight is down, but your blood work, are you kidding me? I've been seeing you for 10, 12, 15 years, and all I can ever offer you is to up your medication. And you're walking into my office after your blood test from, you know, 6 weeks ago, and I'm telling you, we need to pull you off some medications. And see, until a doctor sees that, it is so hard to actually explain to them what is going to happen, because I always say, in a joking way, obviously, but this is just one step before voodoo. I mean, it's just, it is the craziest. There is no, there's so much science behind it, and there is a reason why it works. But to our minds, the things that we've been taught, the things that we've been told, it just doesn't jive. And yet these results come out, you lose this weight, you get your blood work in order, you feel like you haven't felt in the last 30 years. I mean, I always say, you know, I'm sniffing at 50, and I'm telling you, I feel better now than I can tell you that I felt from 18 to up until the day I started this program. And that's the truth, because all of my life I have fought weight. All of my life I have felt tired. All of my life something didn't, I don't want to say I had a terrible life, because I didn't. I mean, when you're in the middle of it, you don't know it, because it's so slow and progress, you know, it progresses, but it's slow, and you don't know how bad you feel until you actually feel good. And then you will do anything to keep this feeling of energy and feeling good, and your brain feels stable and the whole thing. So that is my only hesitation with doctors who have no track record with HCG. It's not that I mind spending any time with them, giving them all of my material. I do it all the time. But for somebody who is so entrenched into Western medicine, I mean, absolutely, they have not been trained. Why would they in HCG other than for fertility, you know, infertility for HCG, but not for weight loss? So that's the only thing there. But I am so glad that you used your intuition. And I mean, the results have been amazing. And, you know, many times you don't know this, and many people that I talk to don't know this, that I can just tell from the day-to-day conversations that we have and just everything, like, you know, just not that I mean, I have no idea if you've ever had anxiety before, but I mean, just in your conversation, Cynthia, you seem so much more at peace. You feel, it feels calm when I talk to you. You just kind of feel like you have this whole thing down, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, certainly, I think I was really grateful for the timing, because there is a lot you need to kind of pull together to get ready.
Yes.
To do all the things that you need to do if you don't have a digital scale, and if you don't have your weighing scales and all those things. So I spent a lot of time, like, running around. But, you know, I once I got all those things in place, and I did it for a week, and I found out, you know, I got past the stuff that you feel the first couple of days.
Yep.
You know, since then, I've just felt better and better and better. So, yeah, I absolutely am thrilled to be a part of this, and I am so thrilled, too, to know that the other piece with this is you're not just laying out there somewhere on your own. You've
that's
got
right.
Maintenance and live your life, all of which you've got support for. And I think that's just so huge about this program.
I appreciate you saying that, and because it is such a huge component. I mean, the protocol is fantastic. We all lose weight, and isn't it just the best? But you're not going to have a full appreciation, which is why I don't do Fail-Safe Fridays with little newbies who are in the middle of protocol, because you don't even know yet. Cynthia, I think you have some idea because you understand the support, but you're not going to really get the full appreciation until you're eating real food and it's wonderful and you're satisfied and you get to eat quantities you never got to eat before. And you get on that scale every day going, okay, this will be the day when it's up, and it's not. And that's when you're going to really be able to lean in and relax into what this protocol is truly all about. But I want to bring in one other aspect of the support. I don't even really want to talk about the coaching, because I always ask people about the coaching. And, you know, listen, I know it's the thing that sets this program apart, but there is one other component that does set this program apart, and that is the Royal Court. How much has it meant to you to have, you know, the ability to go into a support group of people who know exactly what you're going through and be able to put something in writing and get a response back? Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's huge. It's wonderful. I mean, it's you know, and I have to laugh because I feel like you must have your phone and your computer glued to you, because you're almost always immediately responding right along with anything you post. But, you know, I'll often go there to post something or ask a question because I don't want to bother you for the 20th time with some question, but you're always right there. But I think, yeah, like, just to get recipe ideas or a quick response on spices or any of those things that really are very important to us, you know, especially during protocol.
Yes.
And also just the emotional support, to know that that whole group is there, that many of whom have been through it already to a higher level, you know, they can respond so well immediately. It's just, it's huge.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you saying that because, you know, I am so grateful for that group of people that really do take the time to respond. I mean, many times in depth. I mean, my goodness, Linda Grant, I mean, is she just like the best in the whole wide world? I mean, the person that's lost, just the details that she goes about. You know, I even want to mention Diane Clark, who is such a veteran of this program and always responds and has just the greatest things to say and is always so supportive of everybody who's in the program. There's so many. I mean, I shouldn't have even started naming names, because I could just go on and on and on. But it really just means the world to me because, again, just like you say, to be able to go on there, and I know why people go on there. They're like, oh, Lord, I've emailed or Facebooked Elisa four times today. I don't care. I love it because, again, it just shows me how, you know, vested you are into your health. And anybody who is just has my heart because I know what that means. And I do have to go back because it just keeps pulling on me almost to the point of tears. When you talk about, you know, again, I'm in that age bracket too, Cynthia, you know, where my parents are senior citizens and, you know, my mom had an accident 2 years ago. It's been a little over 2 years now. And I understand, like, when you experience going into the hospital and being there for weeks and weeks and weeks and a month and two and three, and then, you know, you see people around you, you understand and you get fully this whole idea of when you don't have your health, or if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. You really don't. It won't matter the money. It won't matter the, you know, how many times you've been promoted and how great people say you are and all the trophies and everything in life that people work for. None of that matters if you can't form a sentence. You know what I mean? When you're 85 years old. And that's what this is all about. I'm not trying to prolong the number of years in my life. I'm just trying to prolong and make sure that the quality is there. Because all these things that we do is so we can have a quality of life when we're older. And I just, you know, it just touches me that you said that. Because for anybody who has not experienced that, here's the deal. None of us get out of this without experience seeing that firsthand. We don't. And here's the deal. Our parents, believe it or not, our parents actually had access to real food. So their life, you know, the life that they have led, even though they have been entrenched now into these horrible GMOs and all of these things, the base of their life, the foundation was actually better than where most of us are now. And that's the truth. I mean, I had real food growing up because I'm just old enough to have had real food. So are you, Cynthia. But the thing, the truth of it is our kids are not. And we are going to have a mess on our hands and just get ready. But so for the ones that know the truth and that can get their, you know, get their supplements, who can afford to have foods without GMOs. And I feel very blessed that I am one of those people. I don't take that for granted. You know, there are people who are just hungry and would like any food. And so the fact that we can actually get food and make a choice not to have GMOs and additives and things like that, we're very blessed. And we need to know that and acknowledge that. So I'm so glad that you brought that up because I'm telling you, if there is nothing that you get from this program other than the fact that this is all about, yeah, you came here for weight loss. You got it, right? You're getting it. But the deal is, it's not what this is about. This is about your health, and this is about long-term learning and understanding. And this is the jump start. It's not the end. You know, we're going to, as long as the Royal Court is in existence and I've got breath in my body, we're going to continue to learn and learn and learn and always have access to the information that I have. But I'm just telling you, it is an ongoing thing. And if you think anybody on this planet is responsible for your health, then you are wrong. The only person responsible for your mental health, your body, your mind is you. That's it. So we have to do these things that promote that and keep going. So I'm, again, Cynthia, we don't ever discuss what we're going to talk about on Failsafe Friday because I always know that it's going to just take the form it's supposed to. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because most of the people that are in the Royal Court, we're all sort of about the same age. And so we've all been down that road with our parents or we're getting ready to. And again, thank you so much for bringing that up. Well, again, is there anything you want to end with, Cynthia? Because I've loved what you said. Anything else you want to say?
I think, you know, just the other piece, too, was in addition to just watching my mom's medical care, you know, which was, you know, relatively good, but certainly limited, was also the fact that my dad's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's during the past year. So, you know, adding that in as an equation, as I get more and more and more educated about Alzheimer's and what they're saying, certainly they're saying that diet is incredibly important, sleep is incredibly important. There's things that they're realizing are a part of, you know, influencing whether you end up with Alzheimer's or not. So, you know, those things are just another whole layer of, you know, reasoning and support for me to, like, get my act together, that like, now is the time. So even no matter what else was going on, I just knew this year had to be the year where I made myself a priority and I had to finally find something that was going to help me get up over where I was at. So I'm so grateful, so grateful.
Well, I'm so grateful for you and for bringing up these important topics. I mean, now I'm just sitting here going, okay, we're going to have her back because, I mean, girl, when you open up the Alzheimer's door and you open up the Parkinson's door and you open up the things that have to do with your brain, at the end of the day, and I'm telling you, my whole practice has completely, maybe nobody sees it, but internally inside of myself has totally changed from this whole, you know, weight loss, which, you know, and even health, the health of your body has, everything for me has turned into the health of your brain. Because at the end of the day, it's like a baby. Whatever's good for a baby is going to be good for us. Whatever's good for our brain is going to be great for our body. And that's the thing we really have to protect. And anything that we do in protection of that is going to be in protection of our body. And that is the GMOs. That is, you absolutely hit it. That the sleep component, the fact, and I'm just going to throw this out there and then I'm going to let this go. But you know, as we get older, you know, we have this blood-brain barrier. Right? We all know that about the brain. It's kind of its own little thing. But as we get older, you know, our brains, they start to shrink a little bit. And so things can more easily pass over that brain, blood-brain barrier. And if you don't understand how to detox your brain, I'm just pulling this from something I read. You know, those things start to form and happen, and then there's no going back. But here's the beauty of this, because you know, when I used to hear Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or whatever, it used to kind of like freeze me a little bit, like kind of scare me. The thing that I am learning now is that it absolutely, they are now saying it is preventable. And that's a beautiful thing to hear. And even if you've been diagnosed with it, that there are things that you can do nutrition-wise. So again, you know, just these components that we're doing within the Royal Court, getting your sleep, it's so huge. We just don't even understand how huge this is. I have a 21-year-old who still doesn't get it. And it just drives me crazy when I, you know, if I have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and it's 2:00 in the morning and I see a light on, oh my gosh, I just want to come undone. And it's like, you have got to get your sleep. But girl, that is for a whole nother time. Cynthia, thank you so much. Royal Court, thank you. This was kind of a long one, which it needed to be, because we had a lot we wanted to say, and boy, could we say a whole lot more. And I told Cynthia, I said, when we get in the middle of this, we're going to forget we're being recorded, because it's just going to be like one of our conversations that we have. But listen, thank you, Royal Court. Stay on the reservation, drink your water, get your sleep in complete darkness, and we will meet you back here on Friday. Thanks so much, Cynthia.
You're welcome.